The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the new face of Impact Wrestling, Christopher Daniels.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on the Rock of God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you The Rack.
Ho, ho, ho. Do you know who this is? It's Santa Claus.
Bringing you unique perspectives about the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
This year, you're getting a lump of coal.
And TNA.
No, you can't have a BB gun. You'll shoot your eye out.
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Have you been a good little girl?
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
Have you been a good little boy?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Look, it's simple. Just stay out of my way. What are you talking about? May I remind you that long before you started teaming with me, I beat the Big Show for the world title in 45 seconds.
And you think that's going to happen again?
Yes!
No! May I remind you that years ago, Big Show and I were tag team champions. And even back then, he was a whiny, oversized baby.
You don't come to think of it.
You and Big Show have so much in common. Why don't you team with him and you two can call yourselves Team No Show?
Is this because I didn't invite you to my house for Thanksgiving?
Maybe.
You wouldn't have liked it. Vegan turkey.
Ugh. Vegan turkey? What's the point?
How about this? If we win our match tonight, you can come to my place for Christmas.
Can I beat up Santa Claus?
Deal.
It was the night of Christmas, and all through the house, the DX Army is here and ready to shout! The titles are held by DX, you're aware. We hope you don't notice Sean's losing his hair. There are a lot of wonders. He could have chosen, but he accepted me in spite of my nose. DX! It's on Raw, but there's no need to frown, because with these straps, we can appear on SmackDown. Holy crap, this is a really long poem. But a commercial is coming, we gotta get going. So you'll hear us proclaim before the TV goes black. As the hearts are leaving, let us put up their cracks. If it was only a word, that could rhyme with bustle. Merry Christmas to all!
Christmas to everybody that celebrates it, and to everyone else, well, Merry Christmas, it's almost over. I am, of course, your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my producer, Sir Rockin.
Happy Festivus to one and alls.
Yes.
It's a Festivus for the rest of us.
Yes, yes, the Christmas season is coming to an end, and for those of us that love it, yay! For those of us that can't stand it, yay! Because, yes. It is the Christmas episode of The Rack. Rock and I are joining you, I guess, via satellite.
I guess that's the best way to put it. We are here via the time machine, maybe?
Yeah, somehow we stole the TARDIS. I don't know, but yes. So we are here. We are joining you. We hopefully are having a merry, merry, merry Christmas. I know I am.
Oh, I believe I am, too. The time machine is telling me that I am, so that's a good
All
thing.
All right.
But, but before we continue... So we don't forget anyone. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yes. Happy Hanukkah, even though it's already happened.
That's like a month ago.
But still, happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Because I don't think we actually celebrated Hanukkah. I don't think we were on the air for Hanukkah.
Well, you weren't. I was. I'm on air a lot.
You're always on the air, dude.
Yeah, that kind of is true. But the good news is I have chocolate. So if you hear me, if you hear crunching, I'm eating chocolate, which means it's going to be an exciting show.
Means he's going to be hyper, y'all.
Damn, Skippy.
So, we have a lot to get into. We have questions, because tonight is the Ask the Rat version, so hopefully we have some Christmas questions.
We have a few Christmas-y questions available to us. We're going to play a fun game, ladies and gentlemen. It's Ask the Rat, and it's basically, we're playing 20 questions.
We are, because we literally have 20 questions.
So, we're going to answer them all as best as we can, whether you like it or not.
Yes. And, well, you know, it's going to be later in the show, so if you don't want to hear it, you can turn it off. But we do actually have some wrestling news to get into before we do all the holiday festivities.
Yes, yes. It is, as of the recording of this show, which is, well, we've already told you it's on a Friday, there's breaking news that one Dave Bautista is making his return to World Wrestling Entertainment. News came out earlier today, within the last couple hours of this recording, that he is scheduled to be at a house show in Las Vegas, Nevada, as it reads, please, plus see the special return of the Animal Bautista Live. So he'll be in Las Vegas for a house show in February, I believe that's February 16th. So the news sites start to dig around a little bit, and they got confirmed from WWE officials that Bautista is indeed scheduled to make his return in 2014.
This is huge.
It is. It's big news because when it comes to 30 years of WrestleMania, you want to load up the show. And one name we keep hearing, we hear lots of different names, but the one name you don't hear is Bautista. And now he's coming back.
Right? Like, it was speculated last year around this time that Bautista might be making a return, but basically due to previous commitments, basically for, I believe, The Man with the Golden Fist is what he was in. Mm-hmm. He could not commit to returning to WWE either around this time or for Mania last year. However, things have changed. The movie has obviously since come out. It's now on DVD, and Bautista doesn't have any projects at this time, so, well, he's making his return to WWE. And what's interesting is he's not just coming back for one last match.
No, he is coming back at least till August before the release of Guardians, which is the new movie he's involved with, before having to do promotional work for that. So that's in August. That starts August 1st. So he'll be there probably till at least mid-July, I would assume. So he's coming back for a run.
So I have to wonder, who is he going to have that run with?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know who you would put him against. You would assume, because his best work came when he was a heel.
But right.
I don't think coming back now would be as a heel. He would come back as a babyface.
Well, would he come back maybe to be that challenger for possibly Randy Orton, if Randy Orton's going to keep the title long term? Could he be a challenger for, I don't know, someone else? Sorry, Randy Orton's the only name I can come up with, because I'm trying to remember who's going to be around after Mania, and there aren't a lot of top names, especially if he's coming back as a face. I mean, could Bautista be a ringer that they bring in to challenge for Bryan?
Could be. A name that's kind of floating around in my head, the possibility of an interesting matchup, Sheamus versus Bautista.
That could be interesting, but that could go one of two ways.
It could either be really, really good or really, really bad. You know what's coincidental? I saw this afternoon, and this folks at Ringside Collectibles, And thanks to, you know, our friend Matt Goldberg, who runs Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, available at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hi, Matt.
There's your shout-out. There's a WrestleMania 30 fantasy fantasy matchup action figures coming out for WrestleMania 30.
Oh, really?
And one of them featured Batista versus someone. I believe it was against Brock Lesnar.
Well, you know, Batista did have a short-lived stint in MMA.
He did. He did.
A match. So, you could do Batista versus Brock. I know that wouldn't make a couple people happy in WWE, but... Taker. But that might be for the best. That could be a money match.
It could
or you
be.
Almost do. You could. I mean, if Vince really wanted to, he could spoof Dana White in UFC.
He could. Now, to say these toys are like giving away possible matchups because it says fantasy matchups for WrestleMania. The other series was Sheamus versus Ultimate Warrior. I don't see that happening. So this is just the folks over at Mattel having some fun with possible matches. And yeah, Batista and Brock Lesnar. That'd be interesting.
That would be interesting. I would actually be curious to see how that would go, because that would just be two big brutes going at it and beating the crap out of each other.
It would.
And, well, since, you know, Hunter has a long-standing feud with Brock, and nobody has seemed to be able to stop Brock, again, could the authority bring in a ringer to help with that situation? Especially since Stephanie and Vince wouldn't want Hunter to step back in the ring one more time to face Batista. Particularly if Hunter is busy with Punk.
Maybe we get Batista and Punk at WrestleMania.
Yeah, there's any number of possibilities that you could really go with. Because honestly, I don't think he needs to necessarily come back as a heel or a face. I think he could just come back as himself. And you know what? I would almost let the fans decide. Like, just have him walk out there and whether, you know, he gets booed or cheered, figure it out from there.
You know what you
how he's going to work it.
You know what you can do? You can do a poll in the WWE app. Do you want to see Batista as a babyface or a heel? Vote now in your WWE app. Get out your smartphones.
I don't think they're going to go there, dude.
Hey, they almost had us name a title belt.
They did almost have us name a title belt.
So, you know, could happen.
It could completely happen, but somehow I don't think they're going to leave something that important up to the lowly WWE universe.
But it's the WWE app. Everything happens on the app.
Not everything. Brian getting pushed off the ledge tonight did not happen on the app.
That is true. So yeah, Batista's coming back. It's big news. We'll see where it goes from there.
So, yes. So, on that note, we're going to move on to the more festive activities, I think. I don't know what you have planned. We don't have a plan, y'all. We're just kind of going with it.
Yeah, we have no script, so we're just going to wing it. Now, with any tradition in Christmas and Christmas shows... The one thing is for starting, is 12 Days of Christmas. And before we give you our 12 days, we're going to take a time back to The Rock giving us his 12 Days of Christmas for one test. So take a listen to this. This is from a SmackDown, I believe in 2001. So take a listen to this, and then we'll give you our 12 days of The Rock.
But you see, test... Before you go one-on-one with the great one, The Rock wants to leave you with something. Leave you and your angry face with something tonight. Seeing as this is the holiday season, we are all in the holiday spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Tess, there's a song, and it's called The 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, one of my favorites.
And you see, Tess, The Rock wants to sing you 12 things that you can look forward to tonight.
What? Rock's gonna sing here on SmackDown? Oh boy!
And The Rock will go slow at first for you, Tess, just so you can understand. It goes like this. On a night, Tess faces the great one. This is what he'll see.
Wow.
12 sharpshooters stinging, 11 eyebrows raising, 10 spines a-busting, 9 noggins knocking, 8 kicks a-kicking, 7 punches punching, 6 suplex smashing, 5 seconds of the people chanting The Rock's name. Four rock bottoms, three people's elbows on your two buck teeth, and an ass kicking all over New Orleans.
King, there's only one rock.
That'll put everybody in the Christmas spirit.
We're not going to sing that well, just pointing that out. We're not going to sing, period, are we?
No, we're not going to sing, probably not. But, yeah, The Rock has some vocals on him. He can belt it out.
Yes, he can. He completely can.
So yeah, it's The Rock. It's 12 Days of Christmas, and as tradition over the years here on the network, we do some versions of 12 Days. We've done it many times on CB Radio, and as you probably heard, you heard Subway's 12 Days of Christmas on that Christmas show heard this past Saturday. Since this is going to be in the future, and yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And oh, what a 12 days it was.
It's Subway. It's whatever. What else do you expect from him?
It's the one, the only, the Subway, only on CB Radio. Saturday nights, 12:30-ish. Right here on wildtalkradio.com.
She's getting used to this shameless plugging. It's amazing. I don't even have to plug my own show. She can plug it for me.
Merry Christmas.
Oh my god, that was my gift. Sweet.
So
yeah, you guys get to decide whose was better, The Rock's or Subway's. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Then let's do this thing.
Okay. I'm not singing this, y'all. I'm not drunk enough for that. Just pulling you out.
Go for it.
On this holiday season, The Rock gave to me 12 Taker mentions,
11 jokes on Brent,
10 tweets of the week,
9 pay-per-view pick-ems,
8 producer sighs,
7 inside jokes,
6 fluffy beards,
5 joyous squeeze.
4 incredibly hot TNA wrestlers in ripped jeans.
3 shots at Romo.
2 weird hosts.
And Eric Rowan.
Eric Rowan
and his pal Steve. There you go. There's your 12 days of Christmas.
Yes.
Are you happy?
Was it better? Was it as good for you as it was for us?
Let us know.
Yes, let us know.
But on that note, I say we go to our first break and only break of the evening.
Absolutely. So when we come back from our holiday break, we're going to play 20 questions with you guys. And, well, hopefully we can do the answers some justice. So you're listening to The Rack Holiday Special right here on wildtalkradio.com. And we'll be right back. Popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi!
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211. And don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's pimping.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're listening to five times NWA World Heavyweight Champion, the Scrap Daddy himself, Scrap Arnett Pierce, and this is the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Holiday special right here on WildTalkRadio.com. What a way to come back with some mischievous music, because I think we're getting ready to get into some, mischievous questions.
Yes, these are all questions sent to us via Facebook, email, Tumblr.
Yeah. Oh God, I'm scared.
Yeah, we've opened the floodgates and we are going to step right into it.
All right, so we've got 20 questions, so let's play 20 questions. Question number one.
Can you catch a tiger by his toe?
Is he tranked?
No.
Then no.
You can only catch him if he hollers. Just want to point that out.
If he starts if a tiger is hollering at me, I'm running.
Yes, but if he starts to holler, he's distracted, which means you can grab him by his toe.
Dude, no. No. Anything involving a real tiger, I'm going the other way.
Well, that's you. I think I would stick around to catch the tiger by its toe.
And then get eaten?
Yeah, maybe that may be not a good thing.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, you might be right about that one. Alright, number two on our list. What is your favorite Christmas gift you've ever received?
Oh, that's hard.
I'm going to say it goes back a long ways. I'll give two. Back when I was between 6 or 7, something, maybe even a little younger, but I'm thinking 6, 5, 6, 7, along those lines. An air hockey table, which
that's
was amazing.
Good.
And the game Crossfire.
you actually got the game Crossfire for Christmas, you suck.
Yeah, yeah, I did. Love that game with all the marbles and stuff. Yeah, that was the game back in the day.
And if you're not old enough to know what Crossfire is, Google it.
Yeah, you need to Google it, because it is one of the amazing games ever. Like, seriously. Like, it's like an awesome game. Hell, here, listen. This is how the game sounds awesome, thanks to YouTube.
It's sometime in the future. The ultimate challenge. Crossfire.
Crossfire. You can count the Crossfire. Crossfire. You can count the Crossfire. Crossfire. Crossfire.
Crossfire. You get caught up in it.
Crossfire!
Good lore, that takes me back.
Yeah, so those are two of my favorite gifts I've ever gotten for Christmas. What about you?
I can't remember back to my childhood as far as what my favorite gift was for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I know when I was little, I actually opened all my Christmas gifts early one year. And I ended up having a teddy bear picnic under our kitchen table. Complete with Oreos that my grandma had sent me.
Okay.
But my favorite gift is actually the computer I'm using right now. I got it last year for Christmas, and it's amazing and awesome, and it allows me to do this show. So we'll go with the computer.
Okay. All right, let's go. This is a little generic, but we'll go with it. Do you have an angel on your treetop or a star?
I have a star.
So do I. I have a star. It's all shiny and stuff.
But I will say I do have an angel on my tree.
Yeah, there's an angel on the tree. Yeah, that's the same here, too. Angel wings. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are traditions on the tree.
Yes. Absolutely.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Santa Claus the Movie.
Home Alone. I know a lot of people don't consider it a Christmas movie, but it's a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie. It really is. It's just not a classic Christmas movie.
But they play it every year around Christmas, and that's why, to me, it's a tradition, and I watched it this year for Christmas. So yeah, it is a Christmas.
But did you watch the whole marathon?
No. I put the DVDs in and watched both 1 and 2.
Ah!
Yeah,
because
they didn't show it until after the fact.
Fair enough.
So I wanted to see them beforehand. But yeah. That's my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, mine, again, Santa Claus the Movie, Dudley Moore. It's classic.
Yeah, there
it is. I
remember
watching it 5 times in a row when I was a kid. My mom hated it. I'm going to find it on DVD and make her sit through it with me again and watch it.
That's tremendous. Let's see. Can you guys wrap presents? Do you mean freestyle wrap presents or actually wrap presents? I think they mean actually wrapping the presents, not freestyle wrapping, yo.
Really? You went there? Wow.
I did. Yeah.
I can kind of wrap presents. What about you?
It's not neat, but I can do it.
It takes me, like, it depends on how many I'm doing. If I just do, like, one present, the edges are always messed up. It usually takes me 2 or 3 presents before I can start to get the edges right.
Lots and lots of tape.
Yes. Oh my god, tape is your friend.
It so totally is your friend. What color lights do you have on your tree?
What color lights do you have?
I have multicolor, the red, blue, green, and I guess orange or yellow, whatever you want to call it. They're LED lights, and when I'm looking at the tree right now, I have alien spaceships on my wall because of the LED reflectors.
It's awesome!
It is awesome, but it's creepy at the same time.
Your tree is possessed by aliens?
It is. The lights are possessed by aliens. It's amazing. What about you? What color lights are on your tree?
For the lights that work, because sadly I got one of those pre-lit trees and the strings are starting to die, I have colored lights. So I have multicolor as well. I don't like white lights on Christmas trees. I just think they're boring.
Years ago, we had basic light, you know, white lights, but they just never stood out. And then once we got color, the color was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my thing. Like, we always had color lights on the main Christmas tree when I was a kid, and then like my dad would never let my mom put white lights on the tree.
Right, we had these balls that would, you know, reflect, you know, color out of them, so that gave us a little color effect. That's why we had clear lights originally. But yeah, that, as the, you know, years went by, we got the color lights, and now we have LED lights, and the LED lights are freaky cool. Alright, our next question is, what's the worst Christmas gift you have ever received? I guess the best, the generic answer would be clothes, so that's what I'm going with. Because I can't think of a bad, really bad Christmas gift.
I just remember always getting really bad Christmas gifts from my one grandma, because she never knew me. Or she doesn't know me very well, I guess, or she didn't know me very well when I was a kid, because she always lived far away. So she didn't know me that well, so she would always send me the most awkward, weird Christmas gift. Like, she sent me one year these really ugly flowered shorts. And I just remember hating them. And it was just like, no. So that's probably the worst gift I think I can think of.
See, that's where my grandma would give us money. Money was good.
Well, I think at the time I was the only grandchild, so they actually went for actual gifts.
Uh-huh. Yeah. My grandma had lots of grandchildren. So, yeah. All right, let's see. We did that one. This came from Tumblr. We'll go for a Tumblr question here. It's all you guys. We're asking for questions for a show, so I figured I'd ask a couple of questions. Do you have a favorite Christmas tree ornament? And if you could create your own ornament, what would it look like? Let's go with the first part of it first.
All right, what's your favorite ornament?
I like my turtle ornament. I have a couple turtle ornaments on my tree. One's Michelangelo skiing, which is awesome. I also have a turtle ball from, like, years ago, with a couple of cartoons on the wall. It's amazing.
Nice.
But yeah, my favorite's, like, the turtles. It's, like, when I was a kid, it's turtles. And I still put it on the tree to this day.
Michael nice.
Leonardo is awesome. Just putting that one out.
Yay, turtles!
Yeah. Also have a Leonardo snow globe that's sitting right here on my desk.
Sweet.
And it still works, and it's like 15 years old.
Hey, you know what?
If not
quality
even,
stuff right there.
If not even more, maybe 20 years. I think it's over. Yeah, it should be over 20 years at this point. So yeah, still works. Still awesome. What about you?
It's actually, I have a little gold Christmas tree that says Merry Christmas on it, and it's one of the first Christmas ornaments I ever had. When I was little, We had multiple Christmas trees around our house. Like, we had the main Christmas tree, and then my mom had her tree, and then I had my tree. And it was a little, one of those little mini trees. So I never had a lot of ornaments, and so I actually still have all the original ornaments from my mini tree. But the gold Christmas tree was always special, because that wasn't just, like, generic. That was different than the other sets, because the other ones are sets. And they were hand-me-downs that my parents gave me, and I have no idea where it came from. I couldn't tell you where I got it. Mm-hmm. I think it was honestly just a gift that my mom got that she gave to me, because she used to always give me the ornaments she didn't like. So, yeah, it's a little gold, like, or fake gold at this stage, you know, brass Christmas tree that says Merry Christmas on it. And it's one of the oldest ornaments I have, and it's still very, very special to me. And it goes right at the top of my tree every year. And it's usually either the first or the last one to go on.
Part two of the question is, if you could create your own ornament, what would it look like? Let's go with the show logo.
Really?
I don't know. I got nothing. What do you got? I'm not creative like that.
I actually created an ornament. It's hanging on my tree, and it's a hobby horse.
Ooh. Ooh, fancy.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's see. If you and your co-host were a crime-fighting duo, what crime-fighting duo would you be?
I'm pretty sure Team Rocket isn't a crime-fighting duo.
No, I don't think it is. So what kind of crime-fighting duo would we be?
Not a good one.
See, we wouldn't be crime-fighting. We would be the ones causing the chaos.
Right?
Yeah, we're not here fighting crime. We are here causing destruction and chaos.
We generally cause mayhem and destruction. That's us.
That's us. That's our duo. I don't know famous duo you would consider us as. I don't know, but we cause chaos and destruction, and we torture souls. So if you can think of that one of that represents that, then that's who we are.
So AJ and Punk?
We'll go with that.
Okay.
That works. Let's see. If there was one wrestler left under your tree, who would it be?
Do I really have to answer this?
Yes, you do.
Well, I could actually technically put the stand up under the tree, but Bray Wyatt. Duh.
Right. There you go. That's AJ Lee. Why not?
And she would actually fit under a Christmas tree.
She would fit. She is small enough to fit under a Christmas tree. Bray Wyatt, he stands over yours. He protects your tree.
He's taller than my tree, yes. For those of you that haven't seen it, it's up on my Twitter, at Lynn's Ward. I got my Bray Wyatt standee that I got on Black Friday from WWEshop.com, and it is taller than my Christmas tree. Just pointing that out. I have a little dinky 6-foot Christmas tree, and the standee is taller than my tree. Just to give you a reference of how big Bray Wyatt actually is, because it is life size.
Yes, it is.
He is not a small man.
No. Let's see. Kane Kins asked the following question. What was the reindeer driving when it ran over Grandma?
The sleigh.
We'll go with the sleigh, but he was also driving drunk. That's why he ran over Grandma. Kids, don't drive drunk.
Too much eggnog.
Yes, someone spiked it. Not looking at anyone in particular, but...
Hey, you know, if my hand accidentally, you know, I was pouring myself a shot of Jack, and my hand accidentally slipped, and some of the Jack got into the eggnog... Well, that's not my fault. And you know what? I take no responsibility for that. The reindeer was the one who opted to drink the eggnog, and he's the one that opted to drive drunk. Just pointing that out.
Just pointing that one out?
Yes.
Okay. Our next question. What superstar would make the best Santa?
Mick Foley.
Duh. But he's the obvious answer because he is Santa Claus. Just imagine if Bray Wyatt was Santa Claus.
He'd have to be the bad Santa.
Bray Wyatt would indeed be the bad Santa. But he has the beard for it.
To be fair, so do Rowan and Harbor. So does Daniel Bryan. Just imagine Daniel Bryan as Santa.
But that would be a really... Alright, no offense to Daniel Bryan, but he would be a short Santa. Wouldn't he be Santa's elf?
You don't have to be tall to be Santa.
But you gotta be a little bit tall. You know, have a little weight to you.
Well, yeah, the weight I'll give you, but not the height.
You need a little height. You need a little... It's more the weight and balances with the height. So I would
say... Oh, I see. So you're just calling Bray fat.
No, he's not fat. He's husky.
Really?
You set me up for that one. just playing
around.
Yeah,
I kind of did.
It's like, yeah, he's husky. But that's breaking the fourth wall. We're not supposed to talk about that.
No, that he has not, he's in, never mind, we'll just move on.
Move on. Okay.
Move on.
What is one holiday movie you refuse to watch?
Oh, man.
Any of the really newer stuff? I don't know. I don't get into some of the newer Christmas movies. They don't strike me as classics.
Yeah, I'll kind of agree. I don't really have any titles, but, like, it's the movies that come out at Christmas where they're kind of sort of just cheesy, made-for-TV Christmas movies, a lot of them I won't watch just because it's, like, you know the plot and the premise. It's so overdone, it's not funny.
Because they try too hard.
They do try too hard. So it's just, like, a lot of the made-for-TV movies I don't watch, but, you know, it's like I love Elf. I love Love Actually, even though it's technically not. It could be considered a Christmas movie because it revolves around Christmas. But let's see what else. And I won't watch any of like the sequels to like Rudolph or Frosty or anything like that.
Well, there you have it.
Because it's like, why? Why would you do a remake? It's just like Bambi 2. Why would you make a sequel to it?
Good point.
You know, it just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Alright, our next question. What was the best holiday gift you have ever gave?
Oh, man.
I don't know. That's the thing. When I give gifts, it's usually a gift card or clothes or something like that. It's like, I'm not, like, a big gift shopper. Because I don't know what to buy for people.
I usually make people gifts. Like, the people I'm closest to, if I'm going to get them something, I usually make them a gift, as opposed to going out and buying them a gift. Like, one year I made gift baskets for everybody.
Right. All right. Oh, here's a good one. All right, here's one. This will have a radio tie-in. So I got Lone Jobber from CB Radio a kippah for Christmas.
A what?
A kippah. For, you know, the Jew cap.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, that.
That, yeah. Get him a kippah. A yarmulke, as it were. That's a gift I got. There you go. That's one of the best holiday gifts. Funny holiday gifts ever given.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Like this year I'm doing a portrait of my mom for my mom, so that's probably going to be one of the best gifts I give my mom.
There you go.
So.
What is the one holiday movie you have to watch in order to feel like the season?
White Christmas.
Alright, this is going to sound wrong. Jingle All the Way. I don't know why. I don't know why, but it brings me back to my childhood. And it's a really cheesy movie, but there are times, if it's on, I will watch it. Why, I don't know, but I do. But when they show it, you go like, oh yeah, it's Christmas. Why is it acceptable for Santa to sneak in on children sleeping and other people have to sit down with Chris Hansen when they do it?
Because Santa leaves gifts and doesn't touch the kids?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. Alright. Our next one is, have you ever gone or would you ever go wassailing in public? Hey, kids, just call it Christmas caroling. Don't make me Google stuff. Just play them out. And the answer for me, I've never done it.
I did it in school. But that was winter in Georgia, so yeah, If it was actual winter, no.
No. All right, this one comes from Tumblr.
Uh-oh.
Question, this is from Philandering.
Okay.
On Tumblr. Question for the show. How come when I walk into a room and do Razor Ramon taunts, people look at me like a loser? That's part one of her question. So we'll answer that one first. Because they are scared of the machismo you bring into a room?
They're envious of your toothpick.
There you go. And the second part of her question is, what is with y'all and your obsessions with Bray and Bo? Are you in love?
I'm in love with Bray Wyatt. I am totally not ashamed to admit that. Bo Dallas I'm kind of indifferent on. I actually feel a little bad for him. We don't talk that much about Bo.
No. When we're on Tumblr, it's usually about Bray.
No, the one Bo post that I made was because Bo Dallas was on Total Divas. It's like, oh, look! The Rotunda brothers made it on Total Divas together.
Yeah, they did. So yeah, she's up in love with Bray Wyatt.
I would have his kittens, totally.
She would. And our final two questions are kind of related, so we'll go with the one of them first. If you could only give one gift to the host of Wild Talk Radio, what would it be and why?
Oh, do I want to be mean or wait? When they say the host of Wild Talk Radio, they mean WTR?
I guess anything. Anyone? Any host of Wild Talk Radio?
I could be really mean and take a really big shot, but I'll be good. So I'll let you go, because I have to think about this.
I give one gift to a host of Wild Talk Radio. let's see. Let's give Rob a new bong. Because he likes the 420.
He does like his 420.
So what about you?
I would get Mace some Twinkies, like a lifetime supply of Twinkies. And Frosted Flakes.
There you go. And for a Canadian, well, maybe Santa, instead of giving him coal, we'll give him some balls this year.
Some special Christmas balls.
There you go. And finally, what wrestling-related gift would you give each other?
I would actually get you the Raw 20th Anniversary DVD.
That'd be a good gift. I totally like that gift. I would get you something Wyatt-related. Like, anything Wyatt-related you were interested in. Maybe a jacket or sheet mask or a shirt. Something Wyatt-related. That would be the wrestling-related gift, because that's sort of the stuff you like. You already bought yourself the standee.
I already have a Bray Wyatt.
So I can't give you a Bray, but I can give you something related to Bray. That would be
You know what? They're coming to Philly.
I would have to get a new net.
I can help with that.
Because all I have right now is a rake, and I don't think the rake will do anything good.
You just poke him with the rake into the trunk of the car. He'll go. Just tell him that, you know, Abigail said he has to go to Utah. Now!
So I can't physically get you a Bray, but I would get you something Wyatt-related.
Well, I would definitely like that and appreciate that.
So there you go. There's our 20 questions from you, the fans of The Rack.
So, I guess that concludes our holiday special. It's not as long as the normal show, but I think that's okay because everybody's probably still merry in their festivities.
Yes,
and
yes.
Probably doesn't want to sit through a long show. So, on that note, are we just going to plug things regularly, or are we just going to kind of conclude?
I would say just conclude, listen to daily programming all week long, as you normally do here on the Wild Talk Radio Networks, because we enjoy you guys coming around listening to our programs, and we hope you enjoy listening to them, and hope you've had a good year listening to all the fine programming we have done right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yes. So, tune into wildtalkradio.com for all the fine programming that appears on this network. Times are available on the website. Also, check out rackradioshow.com for, well, this show, and for the regular version of The Rack, which airs Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, on wildtalkradio.com. And also for, you know, the interviews we've done over the year, which we've had some fantastic interviews this year. Santa's been very good to us in that department.
Santa has indeed been good to us. He has delivered us many good presents in terms of guests all year long.
Yes, and if Santa would like to bring us a Bray Wyatt interview, I would be totally okay with that.
It totally would be the Rack exclusive, because since Michael Cole doesn't want to do it, Lindsay and I will totally, totally do it.
Make it happen, y'all. Make it happen. Send them tweets on Twitter. Say, you know, the Rack should get to interview the Wyatts, because we totally would. But on that note, for Rock, I'm going to say Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good day or night, because, well, we're out of here, so... See you guys later. Bye.